killed. Gracie Spinks was discovered with a stab wound in Derbyshire in 2021. Her former colleague, Michael Sellers, was found dead a few hours later. This is the call she made to police about her concerns.
He became, like, obsessed with me and wouldn't leave me alone. And basically, loads of things happened. And then on the 4th of January, before work, he was sat waiting at my horse's field, like, waiting for me to go there, which scared me a lot.
The number of people killed in a house fire in West London has risen to 6 after a body was found inside the property. Investigations are continuing into the blaze in Hounslow on Sunday night. Israeli forces have reportedly dropped leaflets warning Palestinians to flee parts of southern Gaza. Meanwhile, Hamas says it was behind a shooting which injured 7 people at a tunnel checkpoint leading to the West Bank. Scotland's health secretary has admitted a huge roaming bill for his parliamentary iPad was down to his children watching football during a holiday in Morocco. Michael Matheson says he's repaid the £11,000 fee. In a statement to MSPs, he's explained why he made no mention of his family using the device during his initial explanation last week.
As a parent, I wanted to protect my family from being part of the political and media scrutiny associated with this, something I believe any parent would want to do.
Samsung says it's been the victim of a data breach. The tech firm says customers' contact information was stolen, including names and addresses. And Scotland are just kicking off away in Georgia as they aim to maintain hopes of finishing top of their Euro 2024 qualifying group. They're also out to avoid a fourth straight defeat. That's the latest. I'm Kat Suave.
Thanks, Kat.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, this evening and tonight, it will remain largely cloudy throughout, with spells of rain lingering overhead, turning heavier for a time as well at the start of the night, but with highs here still of 7 and overnight lows of 4.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
I don't know why you think that you could help me when you couldn't.
Yeah, it's your theme tune, Michelle. It's
it
a beautiful
is.
Day. It gets us started, though, doesn't it, for a Thursday?
You know, I use it in my yoga classes, too, to count down the class.
Really?
Yeah, it's like there are 3-minute, 19-second warning classes about to start.
Ah, brilliant. Hang on.
And I'm sure that it's for the best. If you ever change your mind, don't hold your breath.
Sorry, Michael, I've got to turn you down now. There we go.
I'm worried he's going to get word that we do this.
I know. No, he'd be happy with it. I'm sure he will. Especially today, because I can't believe. Because I really didn't know what you had planned for us today. And I did a poll about men, 54 being the new 40 for men. And there you are, coming in, telling me that.
I'm going to talk about myth busting. And because the thing I get a lot of is there's obviously lots of women who come to yoga classes, and I'll get men saying, oh, no, 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 I can't come to yoga. It's for women.
Yeah, yeah.
Not that they talk like that, but that was my impression of a man.
Oh, I didn't realize. Sorry. Where is that?
But I do have more and more men coming to yoga classes because I am trying to prove to them, first of all, it is not a female-only practice. First of all, yoga was created by a man.
Yeah.
So when they sit there and are in pain in some of those poses, and I shouldn't say pain. I'm an equal opportunist. Everyone's in an equal amount of pain in my class. Yeah. So when they're stretching and they're discovering new muscles in their body and they're moaning, I'm always reminding them it was a man who invented that pose. So when they're sitting there stretching out their thighs and their hips, and
clever.
Like I said, they're moaning. So yeah, so like I said before, I've said it ages ago, but yoga dates back thousands of years. And the yoga, when people think about yoga, they think about the yoga poses, right? But yoga is more than that. And so the pose part of it is relatively new. And that was introduced, again, created by men, brought to the West by men, and the different branches of yoga, a majority of it is males who started it. So that was the first thing I wanted to bust, was saying, you know, yoga is not just for women, it is for men. And after your poll, listening to it, I was like, oh yeah, that yoga, yeah, that yoga. So go through your poll again.
So basically, if you've just tuned in on this hour, I did a poll just before the top of the hour, before 5 o'clock, on discovering that life now apparently begins for men at 54, I should say, rather than 40. And some of the reasons that it's taking so long for men to kind of sort themselves out is because of this. 20 bad teeth. Well, you can't really help with that, though.
No.
Right? But
I was thinking that men usually get braces when they're younger, and then they get into fisticuffs and break up all those teeth anyways.
Sorry. Drinking too much would come in with that as well, wouldn't it, I guess. But loneliness. So I suppose, like joining a club, right?
Yeah, meeting people, coming to classes, meeting people, meeting other men. And there's those walking groups that men can do as well, right?
Yeah, because being overweight is one of them as well. That's about halfway at 10. Yeah. Ill health at 9.
Yeah.
Is that the same one? So all those sort of things, right? Yeah. So, there's so much stuff. Like really insecurities for men as well.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I think that's the number one thing, is coming to yoga in the first place and getting over that insecurity and realizing you can learn something new and you can improve at something.
Yeah.
But the ill health, the boosting your immunity, and the physical fitness side of it as well. And it's not just about flexibility, but there's a couple other things. So I find gentlemen who, especially when working at the gym, at the Better Gym, I've started kind of roping more and more weightlifters into coming into the classes. Men who've generally only ever lifted weights, they've got a nice physique, they're very bulky, but they have no flexibility and no range of motion. So actually coming to a yoga class, after one yoga class, they find, oh, actually, their next time, then they go out and do more weights, and they realize, they come to me the second time, they go, my range of motion for lifting weights has improved so much just with that one class. So that's something that yoga has a real benefit for. Golfers have come to my classes, and again, after the first class, will say, I've just played the best golf game ever in my life, and they don't know why. And I'm like, it's because we've been working through the shoulders, we've been working through the hips, and doing that. And it's that concentration and the breath work as well. So it's, I wanted to talk, that's why I thought, actually, so beneficial if men come to yoga, more men come to yoga. What else have I missed here? Coping with stress and anxiety.
Sure.
And you're absolutely right, you know, and I think men, I was talking about being a single mom. I'm not a single mom, but when my husband goes away for work, kudos to those single moms out there, but it's the same for men. You're trying to provide for your family. You've got that pressure. Maybe the market's a bit unstable. You're not sure if you're coming, going, what age you're going to retire at, if you're investing money, how that's doing. All these pressures, outside of pressures we don't think about. All of a sudden, they're in our 40s and our 50s. We've got a family we've got to provide for. A lot of us have teenagers who are starting to come towards university, so you're now thinking, not am I just thinking about retirement, I'm thinking about providing for my child's education. So there is a lot of stress, but just coming to a yoga class once a week, just finding, again, like I say, for the women, coming and making time for yourself, finding that breath work, or finding, like we said, those little simple techniques to find 5 minutes for yourself to de-stress that we were just talking about earlier. So so I did come along and bring a couple of poses that I think are key poses that the men should try, other than breath work. But if you're a gentleman and you're not sure about yoga, definitely come out and come see me on a Thursday night. Can I say at the Better Gym?
Sure.
I have a beginner's class, and the whole reason I started the beginner's class was for people who, it's a half hour class, super gentle, there's no foot being wrapped around the back of your head. I never do that anyway.
I suppose that's the myth, right? And that's part of the myth busting as well, I guess, right?
Yeah.
It's because that's what I envisaged before I met you and asked you to come along, so you could help dispel all these myths, and that is one of them.
Exactly, and there's none of that, and it's none of that. And so we work through things like the hips. So we've talked about pigeon pose before. So pigeon is a massive one that works the hips. So you can do this one at your desk, for example, where we're sitting and we bring, say, the right ankle onto the left knee, and we forward fold, and we come into the hip. There's So that one, we could do that one on the floor in the studio, actually. When we do puppy dog pose. So puppy dog pose is a really good stretch through the shoulders. So you could do it in two ways. One at the desk, where you bring your elbows onto the desk, drop your head between the desk and the floor, so you're not resting on the head. And you get a really nice stretch. I always talk about the sweet spot when you go for massage in the shoulder blades there. And again, stretching it out. Downwards facing dog. We've never done that in the studio.
No, I'll give the carpet another hoover. I did it yesterday. I'll do it next Thursday.
But we can take a photo of it later. But downwards facing dog is a really good one where you're you've got your feet planted, well, not feet planted, your toes planted, heels lift up, hands are planted, and you're in an upside down V, again, pressing the chest towards the thigh. And it's a really nice stretch to the back of the body, gets into the shoulders. And lizard pose, we've got a photo of that. We've done that one in the past. And that one's really good for the quads, for the hamstrings, and for the groin and the hip area. Again, areas that gentlemen tend to find really tight.
Sure, yeah.
But like I said, yoga is not just about the poses. It's about de-stressing. It's about the meditation, the breath work, and just coming to that state where you are relaxed and you're in control of your life.
I think it's just taking that leap to go along. Because what are you going to lose? If you don't like it, you can just walk out. If you feel too embarrassed, which I don't know why you wouldn't, why you would, I should say, then you can just leave.
That's
so
it.
Like you are in control of that. So just go along. If I had the time, I would definitely be going along. So yours is on Thursdays.
Yeah, so I have the beginner class on a Thursday night from 6:15 to 6:45.
Yeah, shame.
That's why I come here first. And then and it's only a half hour. And like I said, the idea was for, it's not just for men, it's for anyone. Anyone who's new-ish to yoga or just wants a gentle practice. And I just walk you through the basics. Because like I said, I hated going into gym classes where you were new to say like Zumba or step. And I'm the most uncoordinated person on the planet. And I'd be like a deer in headlights. Exactly. There's a reason I do yoga.
Yeah.
But it's the same thing. I would see people come into the yoga class and go, what is going on? And I don't, I want people to love yoga as much as I do. So I said, let's do this half hour beginner's class. And manager went with it.
No, that's great. Cause you have a little bit of fun with yours as well. You know, I mean, obviously you do take it seriously, obviously, to ensure people are getting the best out of their time with you at the class. But ultimately, it's fun. And, and I think that's with any class, isn't it? Whether you're sort of like in a class at school. It's about all about the teacher, really. The only ones I can remember is being like, you know, the history. I hated history, but I loved the teacher. So I actually did quite good at it, to be fair. So it's the same sort of thing,
That's it, exactly. And they do come away and you do end up knowing other people in the class. So it's good. And it's a community at the gym anyway. So then you know people outside of the class as well.
That's it. And if you've just tuned in for the first time, you can catch up as well with all the sort like little sound bites that we've done over the past, well, about 3-4 months now, isn't it? Something like that.
Since May.
So, on phoenixfm.com, you can go to Drive or Joe Bailey and you will find what I've done. I've put them in episodes. You don't have to follow them along, but you can if you want, just a little bit of fun to catch up. You can listen live straight on the website or you can download it as well and listen.
And if my dad is listening, my dad better get out there and try a yoga pose or two, even if it's in Canada.
Yes, Michelle's dad. Yeah, there's a few people listening. From expats listening from Canada, but listen,
Michelle, Michael Bublé is
one day you might just ring in at the studio. It's not Christmas yet, you're not getting a Christmas song yet, but listen, Michelle, thanks ever so much again. And this episode, if you've just missed it, will be up on Friday evening, so you catch up then. There you go. So I'm gonna play Turtles Happy Together. How's that? There we go. See you next week, Michelle.
See you later.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together.
matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together.
Once upon a time,
Cinderella,
the most magical fairy tale of them all.
You will never go to the ball.
A girl who dares to dream.
On the stroke of midnight, the spell will be broken, and everything will be as it was before.
Goodbye, my prince.
Wait, I don't even know your name.
We're back at the Towngate Theatre, Basildon, with Cinderella. There's magic, flying horses, and dreams that really do come true. From November to the 2nd of January. Up now at towngatetheatre.co.uk.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Right, so thanks to Michelle, and she will be back next week, and she is dying to ask for us to play Christmas songs. But I said no, not yet, but I'm sure she'll have a go at us next week as well. Right, coming up in a sec, we've got Men at Work with Down Under. But first of all, let's have a listen to the Guess the Intro.
Guess the Intro.
A fight had come in on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under? A women go and men wonder. Can't you hear the thunder? Six foot four and full of muscle.
That's a brilliant track, isn't it? I can still remember the video. Do you remember when they was kind of in the desert, weren't they? And all had those hard hat on, doing kind of like a funny walk. Anyway, that was Men at Work, Down Under. Go and have a look online if you think, oh yeah, and I can kind of remember that advert now. Not the advert, but the actual promo for it right now. Coming up in a second, we have First Aid Kit turning into you. But I'm going to let you know what the Shake It Off session is. Now, remember, we can have it any time between now, right the way up to 6 o'clock. And because I played a brilliant sort of back in the day four tracks from 1975, a little bit, not 79, I should say, a little bit earlier, there was one track that just kept sort of like, it was like its heart was beating towards me. So we're going to have from 1979, a disco classic that we all know, and the kids can get involved as well, with YMCA. So when you hear Taylor, we just get rid of some of our stresses of the day, and we will just dance like there's no one watching to YMCA.
If you love country music, make sure to get your weekly dose on Thursday nights by listening to The Night Shift, hosted by me, Madeline, playing all the latest tracks that country music has to offer each and every Thursday night, 10 p.m. until midnight. The Night Shift on Phoenix 98 FM.
the dream, I guess. But I'm hoping we'll pass the test. Oh, I can help it, I confess, I'm turning on to you. Cause you got me hanging on. Got the words to my favorite song. Let the night turn into dawn, I'll be turning on.
Hit Turning On To You. And if you like a little bit of country, as you just heard before that track, Madeline Christie's brand new country show is on 10 p.m. tonight. Now she's going to be chatting to the modern country band The Jackson Line as well. It's always such a brilliant, brilliant show with 2 hours of fab, absolute fab country music. I'm sure she's played First Aid Kit before. Right, now coming up now, we've got the travel.
Phoenix FM travel news.
So the M25 clockwise, slow traffic between Junction 26, that's Wolverham Abbey, and Junction 27. That's following an accident. It's now moved onto the hard shoulder, but it is really sticky around there. Now, clockwise, still long delays on the M25 between Junction 29 and the QE2 bridge. And it's due to the earlier accident at Junction 1B clockwise. All lanes have reopened, but it's still a little bit chocker. M25 anti-clockwise, also up to the Dartford tunnels. All lanes have reopened, as we said, due to the earlier vehicle fire, but there's still delays way back to the M20 there. A12 northbound, all lanes have been reopened between Junction 24 and Junction 25 in Hadley. Slow traffic on London Road eastbound between Rayleigh Road and Eastwood Road. Braintree, slow moving traffic on A120 east between B1256 and Galley's Corner roundabout. Eastbound on the A120, slow traffic between Poplar Nurseries Junction and the Marks Interchange. Just come in, literally, Chelmsford, slow moving traffic on Baddow Bypass, Van Diemen's Road and Baddow Road towards the Army and Navy roundabout. Slow moving traffic outbound between Rainsford Lane and the Army and Navy roundabout. Also in Chelmsford, slow traffic along Roxhall Road between Chignall and Parkway. Now, A1124 southbound, slow traffic due to problems on the A12, A Ash Green to A12 Junction 6. And Cowdrey Avenue, slow traffic eastbound between West Bay and Switch Road. And finally on Leon C, slow moving traffic on London Road eastbound between Eastwood Road and Southbourne Grove, and that's on the A13. Now if you are in London, remember Tower Bridge due to open at 7 p.m, 8 p.m, 11 p.m, and 11:45 tonight, so expect delays in that whole area. Now the rail hasn't let us down, it's been good today and it is now, but let's head over to the Tube. It's still the underground station is closed on the Northern Line at Kentish Town, and the trains are not stopping on the Piccadilly line westbound at South Ealing, but there's a good service throughout the whole of the rest of the network. That's it from the travel from me. We've got a one hit wonder coming up as well within the next half hour.
Hear your say lights taking you nowhere.
Angel,
come up, baby. Look at that sky, life's begun. Nights are warm and the days are young. Come up, baby.
There's my baby lost, that's all. Once I'm big and you see for little souls.
Go. Last night there
strings.
Angel, come
love the baby. Didn't walk luck and you looked in time. Never looked back, walked tall, act fine.
Come love the baby.
I'll sleep with you, baby, for a thousand years.
What those words
put you in these golden
and
it won't be long. Gonna drive back down where you once belonged. In the back of a dream car, 20 foot long. Don't cry, my sweet, don't break my heart. Doing all right, we've gotta get smart. Wish upon day, I believe, oh Lord, I believe all the way.
Run for the shadows, run for the shadows, run for the shadows in these golden years.
Me hear you say life's taking you nowhere.
Angel,
come look for baby. Run for the shadows, run for the shadows, run for the shadows in these golden years.
I'll stick with you, baby, for a thousand years.
Nothing's going to touch you in these golden years.
Whistling bit at the end. I do love that. David Bowie with Golden Years here on Phoenix FM Drive with me, Joe Bailey, in association with St Francis Hospice, doing More Than You Think. Now, a brand new track. Well, it's a month or so old, but it's a brilliant track from a local artist, Katie for Kings, with Money Motel.
If you're looking for a worth indicator, baby, it's not me. My feet keeping my head in the sand till I couldn't breathe. Cotton onto candy floss until it started rotting my back teeth. Coffee, mugs and sugar lumps were all I rely on for energy. That's what they did to me. Yourself out of the polythene world, girl. You ought to take yourself out of the money motel. Gin and juice is good for you until you start to realize that you're sick. Wait until the preacher comes to surely.
So busy singing there. Katie for King's Money Motel, that is a track, isn't it? Right, now over to our One Hit Wonder. Now, they're a duo from America, George Merrill and Shannon Rubicam. They only had one top 40 hit in the UK, but they are super well known writing duo, as they wrote two of Whitney Houston, oh, their best number ones, How Will I Know and I Want to Dance with Somebody. Yes, but Waiting for a Star to Fall got into the top 10 at number 9 back in 1988, and it was in the charts for 14 weeks. Can you remember the name of the band, though?
You're listening to Joe Bailey on Phoenix FM.
I hear your name whispered on my whisper.
88 FM. One Hit Wonder wasn't obviously Whitney Houston. It was a track before that. It was Waiting for a Star to Fall. And the name of the band was Boy Meets Girl, I should say. Yes, so, yeah, brilliant. I didn't realise that they were actually the writing duo that wrote both the biggest hits for Whitney Houston as well. How fabulous is that? Right, coming back in a second, just after the break, we'll have a quick chat with our Darren in a second.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leilina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Villa Riquet's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to award-winning care and luxurious living at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. We offer residential, nursing and dementia care delivered by highly trained and dedicated staff with spacious accommodation, light and airy apartments, expansive communal areas and gardens that allow residents to retain their independence in style. Join us for a look round and discover what life is like at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. Visit our website to find out more. Search for Avery Healthcare.
With the colder weather almost here, it's time to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SCH VAC will not only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep you safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% off windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Visit SCHBAC.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
Your local hospice needs your support this festive season, and there are so many ways that you can make a difference. Purchase your Secret Santa and stocking filler gifts at any St. Francis Hospice store. Host a jumpers or gym jams day at work, or support the Christmas Tree Recycling Service. The team at St. Francis Hospice will pick up and recycle your real Christmas tree for a donation with a brand new sponsor, the Sharp Group. So support your local hospice this Christmas.
So we've got Darren in the studio, because obviously he's going to be taking over from me soon with 98 Not Out. Look at me, look, I'm getting the title right, Darren.
Yeah, you are. Well done.
How have you been? You're always a busy boy, aren't you?
I'm always busy chasing things about. It is blimmin' horrible out there.
It is. It's dark as well, isn't it? Oh, that's the thing.
You're not walking, am I?
No. It would probably take me about 2 hours and 57 minutes. I did that once. You know when you put it in your sat-nav?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it says, 2 hours and 57 minutes. Like, no, it can't be that far to drive it. But no. I digress as usual.
Well, I'll tell you what. I was
Get me back on track.
Yeah. Do you want me here?
Yeah.
About an hour ago, I finished work, and I thought I'd quickly whiz the dog around the block, so we can, to empty him.
Yeah.
And I put his lead on and put his old coat on, keep him dry. And he looked at me as if to say, really? We got to.
Did he?
And I took him out and I was dragging him.
Dragging him.
Oh.
You have to put him on wheels,
he
bless
didn't
him.
Want, yeah, I know. Aww. But we got him round and did a quick lap of the block and did his business.
Oh, but he didn't do his personal best though, did he? Or did he? Did he want to get round quicker?
Well, yeah, sometimes he wants to go on a blooming expedition, but not tonight. So, yes, it's not nice outside, and it's that time of year where it's all a bit depressing, and it's cold and it's wet. Yeah. And why is every single advert on the telly a Christmas advert? What is going on?
I know. I refuse to play them, Nat. I've got to put a poll out, actually. When can I start playing them? So, wait till December, sure.
Are you doing the Christmas panto, the Phoenix Christmas panto?
No, I can't, unfortunately. I've got some football stuff going on.
Oh, I was going to say, can you step
you
in for me?
That?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, are you?
Me and Spencer Carter, pantomime horse.
I'm not going to ask who's the back end, or shall I? Who's the back end?
It's the only one with two back ends.
Oh, do you know what? I might have to come along. I'll leave everything else just to witness it, to be fair. But, yeah, when's that happening now? I can't remember.
Yeah, I don't know. December. Soon, yeah, I mean, it's not long. This time of year, everything just whizzes past.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what I saw the other day. Someone sent me something. So I was moaning to someone about Christmas adverts and, and it's full on. And they're not very good this year.
No,
they used to look forward to the John Lewis one. They made an effort, but they're all...
There are others, obviously, out there as well.
Of course there are others out there, Lidl. But someone sent me something, Christmas ads from the 70s.
Oh. Proper ones.
Noel Edmonds stood in Woolworths.
I was going to say, as a Woolworths one, has to be the cracker.
With his Black and Decker drills. I've just wanted this. And then further down the aisle, there was Tony Blackburn with his set of headphones.
All in Woolies.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. I bet it was like an episode of Top of the Pops, wasn't
it was.
Back in the day?
It was, yeah. It was.
Oh, I do miss the Woolies, didn't you?
Yeah, we used to have one on High Street, and it was, I remember going in the day, it shut. It was loads of people of a certain age sort of wandering around, sort of,
Yeah, I remember getting loads of the bags so that I could have some of the bags to keep on. I was that sad.
Oh, yeah.
Memorabilia. Anything for nothing. So,
well, it was anything for nothing in there with a pick and mix by the door, wasn't it?
It was, wasn't it? By the door. Yes, that was everybody's favourite, wasn't it, as a kid?
Why did they do that? Why did they put the pick and mix by the door?
Just to get people through that door, wasn't
I
it?
Think
it did
so.
Work. And, we went back. From kids, we did what we did, and then we made sure that we always went back. But, I can't ask too.
I know.
Reminiscing about Woolies.
I know. It's like last
what we got?
Lost to the Summer
last
Woolies.
Lost to the Summer Woolies. Part 3 on Phoenix FM. Yes. So what you got coming up tonight? Anyway,
so tonight on 98 Not Out, The Cricket World Cup final is this weekend, and we now know that it's going to be between India and Australia. The semi-finals have taken place. It's dragged on and on and on. It's been going on for, I think, 10 weeks or something ridiculous. Mm. It's too long. So anyway, we've got that. I've got my guest tonight is Chris Stocks, who is the cricket journalist for the Independent newspaper. He's been out in India following the World Cup. He's had enough and come back.
Is he all sad? Come back to the cold as well.
Well, a lot of them have, because England have been knocked out, so yeah, a lot of the English journalists have come back. So, yeah. So he's on the show to talk about his experience out there and just his thoughts about life, the universe, and everything. So we've got that bit of music. I've got music tonight from Ian Brown and from Sheik as well.
Oh, Sheik!
Yeah, so it's not all boring cricket stuff. If all those people are thinking, "Oh God, what time? What's on the other side? Or what can I change? How can I put the tent?" Don't do that.
No, you have some brilliant music, didn't you?
Yeah, and then Johnny Chubb is on at 7 o'clock.
I know, yes, doing his non-league. I shout a lot.
It's John Chubb.
I shout. I mean, I can't do it. I'd love to do it. He's got the perfect voice for that sort of thing, though, right?
I love John Chubb. It's brilliant. Yes. It's Saturday afternoon show.
Yes.
Phoenix Sport, every Saturday, 3 till 6.
That's such hard work, though. Oh. It's not just the local stuff as well. He's getting it from all the rugby and all the football all over the UK.
Yeah.
It's a tough old job, that one.
It is, but he does it brilliantly.
And his voice still lasts the whole time. I can't even say, John Chubb, and that's it, it's gone. I won't be able to do that. No, it's too much hard work, that. Again, he plays brilliant music on a Saturday
as well. He does.
But anyway, now I'm going to have a little another go. A Guess the Intro. Have you ever heard
Can I play?
Guess the, you can play, but don't say it. Hang on, I'm going to do it now. Oh, hang on, I'll be right if I turned it up.
Guess the Intro.
It's fun.
that's it for me today. YMCA. I hope you got the kids involved in that one. I will see you again tomorrow. Have a brilliant evening. Thanks again to our well-being coach, Michelle Spencer. And I'm going to leave you. Yes, man, I feel like a woman. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Come on. I'm going out tonight. I'm feeling all right. Gonna let it all hang out. Wanna make some noise. Really raise my voice. Yeah, I wanna scream and shout. No inhibitions. Make no conditions. Get a little out of line. Like a woman. The girls need a break. Tonight we're gonna take the chance to get out of town. We don't need romance. We only wanna dance. We're gonna lay our head down. The best thing. Like a woman. Like a woman.
On the hour.